Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla's Q2 earnings are going to be made a bit more complicated because of Bitcoin. Today, Bitcoin hit a low of 2021, and because of that, Tesla is going to have to take an impairment loss for Q2. In this video, I'm going to be trying to unpack how much, right, Tesla will have to book in their Bitcoin losses and how that will impact their Q2 earnings. All right, so first off, let's go ahead and look at what Bitcoin has done on basically today, June 22nd. I'm recording this at night. Basically in the morning, Bitcoin dropped to under 30,000, but actually dropped to under 29,000. So here's the low that it hit, $28,814. So here's what I'm gonna do here. I'm gonna go ahead and try to unpack, right, how Bitcoin is gonna kind of bite Tesla's Q2 earnings a bit, and how much, and the implications. All right, so we're doing some fact finding here. And on April 27th, 2021, in Tesla's 10Q quarterly report, we have the following statement. They said that the fair market value of Bitcoin held as of March 31st, 2021 was $2.48 billion. And then if we do some digging, on March 31st, 2021, according to historic Bitcoin prices, Bitcoin was about $58,800. I say about because there was some intraday rate fluctuations as usual. That means that Tesla held about 42,177 Bitcoin on March 31st, 2021. So this is important first clue. All right, the second clue is this. On April 26, 2021, in their Q1 conference call, Zach Kirkhorn, the CFO, stated that Tesla invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin in Q1 and that they subsequently sold a 10% stake in that. What does this mean? So the 42,177 Bitcoins that they held on March 31st at the end of Q1 was actually after they sold their 10% stake. So if we do the calculations before their 10% sale of their Bitcoin, they actually held 46,863 coins. All right, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get to the place where can we calculate exactly how much Tesla paid for their initial Bitcoin purchase of $1.5 billion, how much they paid per Bitcoin at that time. All right, so another clue. On February 8th, in their 10K annual report, Tesla reported $1.5 billion purchase, assuming now we know that they had 46,863 coins. And we can calculate the price was basically $32,008 per Bitcoin, right, that they purchased. But they also reported in their quarterly report that they had $27 million of cumulative Bitcoin impairments in Q1. So what this means is that right after their purchase, right, of Bitcoin of $1.5 billion, the price fell a bit in Q1, and that because of that, they had to take an impairment charge. So this $27 million impairment charge spread across their 46,863 coins equals an impairment charge of about $576 per Bitcoin that Tesla held. All right, so we can conclude the following here. First, the average price that Tesla paid for Bitcoin, including their existing impairment, is the following. They paid $32,008 for each Bitcoin in Q1. But we have to take and minus the $576 of impairment charge that they booked. And so that equals a $31,432. And then the second thing is we know that Tesla owns currently, at least at the end of Q1, 42,177 Bitcoins. All right, these pieces are going to help us unpack and decode exactly how much Tesla is going to have to book in losses for Bitcoin in Q2. All right, on June 22nd, we know that Bitcoin dropped to a low of $28,814. This was a low for 2021. Now, this is $2,618 lower than the average price that Tesla paid per Bitcoin, including the existing impairment charges that they already booked in Q1. Now, we times this amount by 42,177 Bitcoin that Tesla holds, and that equals an impairment charge of $110.4 million. Now, this is a loss that Tesla is going to have to book in their Q2 earnings. What does this all mean? So this is a straight hit to the income statement because Bitcoin is accounted for as an indefinite-lived intangible asset, which basically means that they have to take an impairment loss during quarters where their market price falls below their purchase price, right? In addition to any existing booked impairment charges, but they can't take a gain if the value rises above their purchase price, right? Unless their Bitcoin is sold. All right, so let's ask the following question. What's going to happen moving forward. And if Bitcoin drops further, how much, right, impairment charge does Tesla or will Tesla take? All right. First off, we know that actually there's only a week or so left in Q2. So as long as Bitcoin stays above $30,000 or so, then the impairment charge that Tesla take will remain at the $110 million as I described. Now, if Bitcoin drops lower than $28,814 in the next week, or even let's say next quarter, then they'll have to book right an impairment charge for next quarter. But for every $1,000 lower than $28,814 per Bitcoin, that's going to equal a $42.2 million impairment charge or loss that Tesla has to book in that quarter. Now, if Bitcoin drops to $25,000, then Tesla will have to book an additional $271 million impairment charge for that quarter. And then if Bitcoin drops to $20,000, Tesla will have to book a $482 million impairment charge for that quarter. All right. So overall, what does all this mean? I think basically first, it's going to be a hit. There's no way to sugarcoat this. It's mostly negative, right? Tesla will have to book a $110 million impairment charge at the minimum, right, for Q2. Now, the best case in this situation right now, if Bitcoin stays above $28,800, right, and doesn't go lower in the next week, then, you know, we know that the impairment charge is limited at $110 million. Now, on the flip side, actually, there is maybe a silver lining, and it's that analysts are likely to back out these one-time kind of income or losses, right, if they're one-time expenses. So Bitcoin, right, their loss, just as, for example, in Q1, Bitcoin, Tesla had $100 million profit off of their Bitcoin sales. So a lot of analysts just back that out. In the same way, let's say there's a $110 million impairment charge, a lot of analysts will just back out, right, that loss in their calculations. So hopefully it doesn't change that much on how analysts or investors look at like Tesla's business and their Q2 performance. However, it does add complication because it kind of ties, right, Tesla with Bitcoin in a lot of ways where, you know, it's confusing and it just leads to more questions that analysts and investors ask. And it's one of the reasons why I have to lay out a video like this to kind of explain what's going on. Anyways, I hope that's been helpful. If this video has been helpful, go ahead and like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.